Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
Good everybody and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Another beautiful day here in Sydney. And wow, actually, it is absolutely beautiful. Wow, on the eve of Easter. We are nearly there. 4 days off if you want to, or for a lot of you, 4 days trading. And don't forget that if it's 4 days trading you want to do and you want to get some education in there, get stuck in, well, visit tradercobb.com and all you need to do is register for the bi-weekly video newsletter. As a matter of fact, all you need to do really is type in caps, Easter, I think, Cobb Easter 15, C-O-B-B. Easter 15, and you will receive a 15% discount. So if you haven't got involved yet and you wish to do so, then go and do it now. You get lifetime memberships for all the project for all the courses and projects. So yeah, no real excuses to miss out. And you've got the opportunity to take some time to really get your education up and running over Easter. So if you want to take advantage, go to tradercobb.com, type in Cobb Easter 15, and you'll be good to go. Righto, the markets are yawn. Sideways, still hovering. I mean, when I say sideways, we are down to sideways. There's no two ways about it. We are down to sideways. We are finding that we're sort of ranging between a low. What is that low there? That low is 7727.76 on Coinbase. And we're sort of ranging between that level and a high of 839. Now, we're sort of, I guess the best way to describe it is, what would be the best way to describe it? Let me get creative here. You know when you've got something sticky and you can't quite get it off your fingers? You like move it from one finger, it goes to the next finger, it moves to the next finger, and you're like, you try and flick it off and you try and move it off, and whatever you hit it with, it sticks to your hand again. It just keeps on sticking back to your hand. You're like, God damn it, get away. This is bull. Get off my hand. This is what the market's effectively doing. The market right now is a sticky little blob hanging around 8,000. We go a little bit below, then we pull back. Then we go a little bit above and we pull back. And we're just hanging out there. Now, overall, it's definitely has to be said, absolute God honest truth is that we are looking very, very, very bearish on the daily. We're also looking pretty damn bearish there on the weekly. Yes, we have not seen a downturn like this for quite some time. We did just see normal pullbacks. We would see, looking at the weekly chart, we'd see it move up, we'd pull back for a few weeks, then we'd go back up again. Now, of course, markets mature, markets move, and markets do what markets do. We are here to basically not just be spectators, of course. We are not just investors, we are traders, so we're participants in the market, and our job at all times is to participate in that direction. I said direction. Right now, we have no direction in that mid-time frame range, and on the daily, we are grinding lower, but not giving a great deal as far as trading opportunities go. Yes, there have been some really, really good shorts out there. And yes, there have been some opportunities to take some really good shorts. And when I say really good shorts, I'm not talking about, 10, 15 trades a week at the moment. Absolutely not. No way, Nelly. For me, I have had one trade this week. One trade. And it's on Bitcoin Cash. It's a great hedge, and I'm still short that position. As a matter of fact, as I look at the chart now, because I record this show first thing in the morning before I go into all my other bits and pieces, I will be doing a video today showing where my stop loss will be moved down to, and we're looking in some more profit and just seeing how this market plays out. Ultimately, I'd love to see Bitcoin push up and start to make some higher highs and get bullish again. But I keep reminding you, I'm a trader. I'm a realist. I look at the markets. I trade what I see. I don't trade what I think. Do I think the market will go higher? I don't know. If I think, I lose. When I was trading earlier, when I first started trading, years into my trading career, but when I sort of started taking it super duper seriously, when I first started becoming a full-time trader, I had in front of me a piece of paper that says, don't think. I literally had it blown up, picture this, right? Use your head. I had an A4 bit of paper on the landscape view, so that's sideways, and I had two words printed on it. Don't think. And I can tell you why I did that. The catalyst for that was I was trading the Dow Jones, And I didn't think it could go much further. I didn't think it could go much higher. And I didn't take a trade that would have ended up being probably one of the trades of the year for me. Great lesson to learn, obviously, because you learn from experiences like this a lot more. From there also, so the first thing was, don't think, Craig. I spoke to my mentor. He's like, well, where does it say anywhere in your rules to think? I'm like, yeah, okay. Don't think. Trade what you see, not what you think. The second thing that came from that, what was it? What was the other saying? Trade what you see, not what you think. That's exactly right. Yeah, so there's those two. the words don't think and trade what you see, not what you think, both came from that experience. And it floored me. I mean, it cost me a lot. The markets, oh, that's right. The other thing is, the markets can and will go higher. The markets can and will go lower. You don't know what it's going to do. You don't know what it's going to do at all. So something else to consider here, guys. If you're hurting right now, good. Hey, hang on. This Craig guy's meant to be a nice guy. Hang on, what's he doing here? What's going on here? Punchline coming. If you're hurting, good. Now, let me explain why I say that. I don't want you to hurt. I want you to learn. Through that story I just told you right then, I learned my biggest lessons through my biggest mistakes. Now, whether those mistakes be missing out on great trades or taking silly trades or whatever those lessons may be, when you're hurting the most, it gives you the most emotional reason to invest in yourself to move forward. You need to change something, because when everything's rosy and everything's good, i.e. when the turkeys are flying in hurricanes, everyone's making money. It's very hard to learn lessons in that period, because there is things called arrogance that creep in, overconfidence creeps in, cockiness creeps in. But I can tell you now, right now, that it's the periods of time when you're hurting that you can learn the most. So if you are hurting right now, consider some of the reasons as to why. Is it because the market's falling and you can't go short? Because if that's the answer, you've got a fix, guys. You've got a simple, easy fix. Learn to bloody well trade. God damn it. Markets will go up, markets will go down. Long term, I do see this market being very, very good. And I think we've got a big future here in this blockchain community, crypto assets, and so forth and so on. But for the short term, you've got to manage those emotions. You've got to try and make a crust, try and build your stack. Whether it's you're trying to build your stack for Bitcoin, whether it's you're trying to make money to live because you're full time on this now, or whether it be that you're just trying to get a better rounded approach to your, you know, into the markets, you need to be able to make money if the market goes up and down. And guess what? I can show you how to do that. That's what I do. I'm a trader. I've got over 11 years of experience doing it. I've got written checklists. I've got complete structures. And I've also got that discount that you can take advantage of now over Easter, guys. So that's what I wanted to get to you. I want you to understand that it's when we're in our biggest pain that we move forward. One thing I want to leave you with as well is that if you can laugh in the face of adversity, I mean literally laugh, ha ha ha. If you can laugh in the face of adversity, then you're bulletproof. Nothing can stop you. You've got to find a way to laugh in the face of adversity. How do you do that? Well, I don't know. I don't have the answer for that. Knowledge is power. Empower yourself with the knowledge that it takes to feel confidence through that adversity. Honestly, if nothing can make you or get you down, you win 100% of the time. If you cannot be brought down, you will always win, guys. If you're feeling a bit down right now, take that, harness that. You've got 4 days over Easter coming up to learn from that. You've got the opportunity by using COBB Easter 15 to have 15% off all my programs. So go get stuck in, have a great day, and visit TraderCobb.com. Bye, guys.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com, because experience matters.